This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Said I wanted them. Bring on the Knicks. Saturday night, game one of the seven-game series. Pistons back in the playoffs, and this is a team, John, I think they beat.
You've said it repeatedly.
Yeah, you've been waiting to know how many games. I do think it's going down to the wire.
Oh, yeah?
Pistons in seven.
Pistons in seven.
Proclamation.
Do you have it mapped out?
Game by game?
No. When do they get a win there?
No, but
is it not till game seven?
No, I think they'll win one of the first two.
Okay.
And I think they'll win game seven. They've won a couple games in the Garden this season. See, that's the thing is, oh no, if it goes to game seven, I don't like the Pistons. They're not intimidated to play at Madison Square Garden. There's certain players that get up to play at that historic venue, and Cade Cunningham's one of them. Mm-hmm. Triple-double, 36-point outburst. If it comes down to a one-game winner-take-all at their house, I got the best player in the series. Fight me on that. It's Cade Cunningham. And I have the better defense. Well, since the new year, the Pistons have the number three defense in the league, top 10 for the season. It's better than the Knicks. So you tell me I can get stops and I've got the better guy. It's a good formula. I think the Pistons defense leads to easy baskets. The Knicks as a team do not attempt many threes, which means not a lot of freebies. They're going to have to earn it the hard way. The hard way means going at Isaiah Stewart and Jalen Duren. The hard way means Asar Thompson being a pest and a menace. Yeah, I like the Pistons to get out of this in a grinded out fight. Seven-game series.
So you've pointed out they won 3 of 4 against the Knicks in the regular season.
2-0 at New York.
And I love the fact that you pointed out the defense. Top 10 all season long since January, top 3. And that's really where they made the big push. That's why they are in the sixth seed, not in the play-in tournament, is the defense that they played. And we all know that, hey, teams start playing defense in the playoffs. You don't see it a lot throughout the course of the season. You see, I mean, every once in a while, but it's not a trademark of the NBA. The Pistons don't have to change their style of play. They are going to play the exact same way. They don't have to say, okay, now it's time for us to pick up the intensity on defense. Let's go over our responsibilities. No, that's exactly what they do week in, day in, day out throughout the course of the season. So they don't have to adjust their pace of play, their style of play. The only adjustment that needs to happen is those two big guys that you talked about, Jalen Duren and Isaiah Stewart. And it's really just Isaiah Stewart. What is his level of control going to be? Because sure, they will go at Isaiah Stewart. You want to pound the weaknesses. And his weakness is not defense. His weakness is emotion.
Sure.
And you've got to harness that and use it to your advantage when it works, but you also have to make sure when the whistle blows, even before the whistle blows sometimes, you can't do something stupid that will cost your team. And it might just be not an ejection, but it could be two free throws.
There's a lot that you could say X's and O's in this series, but like under the hood, emotionally, mm-hmm, the battle of the front court, like Karl Anthony Towns is not considered to be a tough ball player. The Pistons have the toughness edge at the rim. But does he flop? Does he get a call? Does he get under their skin? who gets under whose skin, I think, is a nothing to do with screen and roll coverages, nothing to do with what you do in your rotations, but is a storyline here. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns, the advantage that he has is the pick and pop, and he can shoot, and he can take these bigs out of the paint. And I think that's something that the Pistons will have to be leery of. The other thing the Pistons will have to be leery of, this is a bigger stage, right? All this stuff we talk about, like Durin and Stewart and Cade and Asar Thompson, yeah. This is their first playoff series. But they're not going up against some juggernaut. They're not going up against some team that has a ton of one postseason success or two championship pedigree. This Knicks team is overrated, flat out. They're the team that was the worst of any home court, so 1 through 4 in each conference, the worst of any of those teams. This is the most vulnerable of anybody you could be an underdog against. So I think that kind of cancels out some of it.
It does. And I mean, you go to the head-to-head, obviously advantage Pistons. You go to teams with winning records or playoff teams. And I'll cherry pick here just a little bit because I know it's more than just these couple of games. But since January, that's really where we have focused on this team being a playoff team.
Well, the reason we
playing a playoff basketball.
The reason we do is not just because it's convenient for us. It's because that's when Durin turned the corner, and it's when Thompson got his legs under him.
But you look at, and I'll go back to what our conversations were after they beat Boston. That was a game where they swarmed them on defense. They confused them. It was the energy that they played with for the entirety of the game. And then you look, and that was with Cade. They play Cleveland without Cade. And get a win.
When they had Mitchell, they had Garland,
right.
They had all their dudes.
And so this is a team that on a given night can beat teams like that. Now, if they play Cleveland or if they play Boston in a 7-game series, there's no one that's going to pick them to win that series.
No one.
But when you're playing a team that's not them, that doesn't have all of the weapons, that doesn't play with the same intensity, can you beat them in a 7-game series? Absolutely. I actually think they win in 6. I think they win at home at the LCA in 6, which would be unbelievable. Can you imagine what downtown would be like if they're able to eliminate the mighty New York Knicks at home at the LCA when we haven't had a playoff series here in a decade, haven't had a playoff win here in, 17 years? That will be unbelievable. And Cade Cunningham, Asar Thompson, Jalen Durin, Isaiah Stewart, you go down the list, no playoff experience. I understand that. But it's not like they're devoid of playoff experience. You've got Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris, Dennis Schroeder, which I think was maybe the sneakiest best ad at the trade deadline.
We don't spend enough time talking about it. You're right.
And Malik Beasley. Like, those guys have postseason experience. So it's not like they're devoid of it. And Malik Beasley. We all saw the letter yesterday. You read a little bit of it. He wants to be here in Detroit. We love guys that want to be here because he's a good player. And I think this is another opportunity for him to stake his claim. He knows exactly what's at stake. Go out there, play well, get paid, stay where you want to be.
248-539-9797. We'll open up the phone lines. Who wins the series? How many games? And what are the deciding factors? 248-539-9797. Ticket texter says, Jansen and Cookies, it's Pistons in 5. JJ in Novi. One up both of us. Good morning. You guys are speaking facts. Pistons in 6.
There you go.
There's a believer. Like, John, I don't think this team is some cute get in and win a playoff game team. And I think that's how maybe people on the outside view it. This is a team that's winning the series good. Yeah. Ticket texter says, the Pistons had a technical foul issue many times this year. You can't get 2 every game, spot the other team 4 freebies, that'll hurt you in the playoffs.
I agree. Mentioned that already. I basically just said 2 with Isaiah Stewart, but yeah, they're a team that needs to control their emotions.
Cookies, you got to factor in playoff experience. The Pistons can't just be better because of Cade, slight advantage over Brunson. The Brunson thing too, I don't want to sleep on. Like, to say Cade is better is a statement because Brunson's a good player.
Yeah,
Brunson has gone nuclear. Last postseason, he had 5 games of more than 40 points. But I've watched when these two go toe-to-toe, and Cade's size is a problem for the Knicks defense collectively. Brunson, I think the Pistons will have a game plan. You mentioned swarming Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of this. I like the defensive advantage the Pistons have in a 7-game series. Home court be damned. Texter says, guys, can we do a 97-1 the ticket special? put Rieger and Costa to talk about how the Tigers should have added Chapman and Bregman, and then have Caputo in the background screaming at both of them.
It's not baseball. I've scouted Toledo,
It's kind of like what I played.
I've been to the Mud Hens games, okay?
All right, Mr. Bad Guy here, and we got accused on Ticket Text of being, this has all the makings of double-digit disco.
Why would you even say that?
I'm not in the disco, though, with this one, and I'm going to be the bad guy. I have Knicks in seven. I think the Pistons' inexperience here is going to show at times. We all agree. You guys think the Pistons are going to the Garden and splitting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come home 1-1. I actually agree with you. I think this is a 51-49 type series, and I think Jalen Brunson is quite a gamer, and if Cade gets the best of him early, he'll have a bounce back. And I don't like how the schedule sets up. Maybe I'm making too big of a deal of this, but let's say you come home 1-1. You have an extra day of rest. It's not every other day. There's 2 days. And guess what? Young Pistons players have to experience the first time. Getting tickets for family. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork. Everybody's feeling good.
Because they've never done that throughout the course of their
national media
lives.
No, the national media is talking about them. These things matter for a very young team. It takes a great amount of a maturity for them to see those things, deal with them right, and still be ready. And if they do win game three and go up 2-1, that's even going to build more. And then you've got another 2 days in between the series. So they're going to be sitting at home they're home for 6 days. I think that's a lot.
It could be split through four games, become a three-game series.
And that's what I think will happen. And then I think then it'll be the home team wins.
Home team and a little experience is the difference for you.
This is where, and I don't disagree with you that there will be more distractions in the playoff series than there was throughout the regular series. And guys that are having to deal with it that just haven't in the moment. This is where you rely on the importance of your leadership, JB Bickerstaff.
Texters, Pistons in six. Another texter says the Pistons have a 9% chance. You guys are pipe dreaming. They won't win 4 of 7. And then, yes, Tom, I see the one you brought in. This is double-digit disco written all over it. Here's my official statement to that. We're allowed to pick the teams every once in a while without having that backlash on the team.
I didn't know you were sweeping the Knicks.
Yeah, really.
that would be disco-ish.
Yeah, if we came in and go, they won't win a game.
Yeah, you didn't. Well, I won't even say it.
Okay.
The lock.
Oh, yeah, let's just keep that hushed undertones. Phone calls, ticket texts, we see you guys. It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sorts is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an injury. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, let's get some phone calls in the mix on this. Pistons playing a playoff game tomorrow. I say Pistons in seven. John says Pistons in six. I know Carson Anderson will get into their predictions later on their show. I know Doug's very excited about this Pistons team as well. Let's get to Sam and Pinckney. Sam, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. So I'm with you in the Pistons winning in seven. And so what I think, and I don't want people to doubt my confidence in the Pistons, like I said, I think they're going to beat the Knicks in seven, but then their next opponent would most likely be the Celtics, and yeah. I think that's as far as they're going to go.
Probably Boston in five or six.
I'm hopeful, but I don't think they're ready enough for the Celtics. So I'm rooting for them. I got tickets to game three, and I'm just going to watch the NFL draft on my phone.
Yeah, perfect. You get the updates. And the Pistons, I think it's a 7 o'clock start on that draft night. You'll be home before the Lions pick. Times up perfectly.
Yeah.
His point is, I think, a really honest assessment of this team. They are improving. They've been one of the best teams in basketball since the calendar flipped. They can take down a vulnerable Knicks team. They're not taking down the big two in the East, Cleveland or Boston. Give them the credit of they can win this series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we start the conversation. This series starts on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be so much fun to just see them play on Saturday. There's going to be so much energy around this town, even though they're going to be in New York. The excitement of them being a postseason team, the excitement of watching Cade, the guy that we won the lottery. We finally had some lottery luck in this state, in this city. And he's battled with injuries. And the progress has been slow. They didn't add anything around him that was of substance until Trajan Langdon took over. And now all of a sudden, and of substance that was productive on, that meant wins. Now all of a sudden, you got a guy in there who brings in and is playing modern day basketball, brings in a 3-point shooter in Beasley, which helps Cade. And we're watching all of this, and it's kind of a culmination of it. It's not the ultimate goal because nobody is picking them. Nobody thinks, they're not going to be NBA champs this year. Probably a first round win if they win this series, right? That's as far as it goes.
Yeah, I mean, I laughed back here when the guy brought up Boston, and he was even doing that too, but it's like, they're not ready for that.
No.
Okay, then the gear that the Knicks could potentially have is another reason why I think they could potentially win the series. They're hearing all this. They hear it in the biggest media market in the world. They hear they can't beat great teams. They hear that the Pistons are the right matchup for them. They hear that it went 3-1 this year. And I do think we've got to at least be open to the fact that the Knicks are going to hit another gear here.
You tapped into something that I wish I would have brought up earlier on the presentation of not being able to be afraid to play in New York. That works against the Knicks, that crowd will turn on their team more than any other fan base turns on their team. If you can stun them in game one or game two and flip the series, if you can win a game five, or if they get down in a game seven, that fan base will eat themselves alive.
Yeah.
So while you say they have another gear, and I'll concede that point, there's also a world where this thing spirals for the Knicks. Cat's soft. Why did we trade Randall? Tibbs is running our guys into the ground. Cade's better than Brunson. Oh, no, we're getting passed by the Pistons, who only won 14 games a year ago. The New York talking heads, the talk radio, the fans, they'll eat themselves alive if the Pistons can steal a game early in this series.
No,
that's
I just think
part of it.
It's going to be a huge. I think there's going to be a huge grind series. Like I think it's going to be a classic series. I think it's going to be the best series in the league in the first round. I just remind people, you know, Cat got the label. They went to Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals last year. Now I know Anthony Edwards led the pack there, but Karl Anthony Towns played good in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody's labeling them soft, and it's like, okay, that's why I say the gear. I'm a little suspicious of the Knicks flipping a switch here.
Okay. We'll keep taking the ticket text on it, 248-539-9797. We've got some receipts coming up at 8:35. Pistons regular season is over. Red Wings regular season is over. We did Fact or Fiction before the year. How'd we do? But first, Heather with the news.
Well, a classic sitcom set in Detroit is getting a spinoff nearly 30 years later. So the show Martin, which ran from 1992 to 1997, has received the green light to create this spinoff called Varnell Hill. So it's going to feature the character Varnell Hill, right? And it will star Tommy Davidson, who played that character. Martin Lawrence will be serving as an executive producer of the show. It's going to take place, they say, like behind the scenes of this long-running late-night talk show, the Varnell Hill Show.
Okay.
And it will kind of show the chaotic world of television production. It's a comedy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little nostalgia for people.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. Very cool. Kind of cool to see it coming back so many years later.
I was gonna say,
right?
Quite a few years.
Yeah. So there's this new Metro Detroit-based startup that is going to be here to help make your next party epic. Lender Rental is this new platform that makes party rentals and other equipment more affordable and easier to find. So apparently it's focused on parties and events, right? So like you need tables, chairs, speakers, whatever you need for your party, you can go there and find it. But they also say you can basically rent anything. Anywhere. So anything you need, they call themselves like the Airbnb of rentals, but they don't actually rent homes and vehicles. Like they rent. I there's not a lot on it yet. So I don't know if it's literally anything or if it's
like, what's something that you'd use this for?
Well, besides parties, you're saying?
Yeah.
Because obviously the party rental's huge. If you're throwing a big party in your backyard, you need tables and chairs and tents and lights. And
as I understand it, this is almost like Uber for rentals.
That's
like I'm thinking like tools, like yard equipment. Like
that's what I instantly thought of. Like, oh, I need excavators on my mind because of the story from yesterday.
But right. You need something to deal with a tree or something in your yard.
But I wonder if, I don't know if I'd want to rent baby things, but like, okay, let's say I'm traveling out of state and I don't want to bring the pack and play, the stroller.
Can I rent it locally?
Could I just rent a crib, a pack and play, whatever I need locally so I don't have to pack it all up with me? Because baby stuff takes up so much room in the vehicle. Yeah.
They travel with all their furniture.
They literally travel with everything. Mm-hmm. And if you're flying, that's even more difficult. So I instantly thought of stuff like that's something maybe I would consider using. Again, it's who am I renting it from? And do you know what I mean?
It could be kind of sketchy.
So it says that they connect you with trusted people and businesses nearby that will get you everything you need. They're also a proud partner of the Detroit Lions. So something to check out when it's, we'll hear more about it, I'm sure, when it's really out there. A man who escaped from police custody on Thursday morning has been recaptured by Detroit police. Officials say the man was initially arrested at 8 a.m. on a gun possession charge, and then he was brought to jail. And when he was there, he assaulted an officer. And then as he was being transferred for a medical clearance, he escaped. And he was on the run, still cuffed, for about 40 minutes before he was recaptured. But very chaotic scene, the videos that I saw of just officers sprinting, trying to run after this guy. People not really knowing what's going on because all these cars are racing around. But thankfully, nobody was injured and he was caught because it sounds like he's got a long list, a long criminal background.
Did you see the video of the takedown?
Yeah, it's great. I saw lots of video. There was lots of people like, what is happening right now, right? Mm-hmm. Legendary broadcaster analyst Lee Corso is going to be retiring soon from College Game Day. His last broadcast is actually going to be August 30th of this year. Just announced on Thursday. When he officially retires, he will be 90 years old, which to me seems crazy to be doing something like this at 90 years old. Unbelievable. He spent the last 38 years on ESPN's popular pregame show, kind of was the face of Saturday mornings.
He's been
fall.
A great personality, fun, insightful, more insightful a decade ago than he has been the last few years, but still very entertaining.
I mean, he's 89 years old.
Yeah.
And I know that the last handful of years here, he hasn't been the Lee Corso people fell in love with, but he's a huge reason that this game day product
is what it is.
What it is. Exactly.
Yeah. If we could all be doing what we love at 89.
Yeah.
My fingers are crossed.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
It's Heather with the news. Hey, end of the hour. You see Aaron Rodgers went on McAfee?
Yeah.
Got some audio. Him and Aaron Glenn. Oh, boy. Whose side are you on? First, we'll do the receipts next. 97.1. All right, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have the cookie jar. Fun Easter. Good stuff on a Friday. There's a name that all Red Wing fans are thinking. Do you want him? Can they get him? We'll get to that as well. John, every show in the country is going to talk about this Aaron Rodgers sound from Pat McAfee yesterday. What I love is that this show has someone on it that was in the same exact spot. And spoiler alert, NFL teams weren't flying me around. John, you dealt with something very similar.
Yeah, and we all know that playing days come to an end at some point. Whether it's we all know that our days in any job come to an end at some point. And but I'll give you my perspective as soon as we hear from Aaron Rodgers, who was, as we know, released from the New York Football Jets. And Aaron Glenn, who we are very familiar with, is a new coach. And that's who Aaron Rodgers is speaking with. So I had a similar situation. Obviously, I played in Washington for a decade, and the owner flew his plane to where I was in Northern Michigan, brought me in, and they were trying to do everything as respectful as they can. And I appreciate that. I thought I was coming in for a conversation about, you know, I wasn't the same player at that time as I was, you know, 5 years earlier, 6 years earlier, definitely not as a rookie. And we want you to take a lesser role. Because it was at a time, it was later, but free agency had passed. I believe it was actually after the draft. Yeah, it was after the draft. And so I'm still preparing for the season. I sat down and literally within 10 seconds, it was the same thing. Hey, you know, we just wanted to let you know that we're moving on. We're going to release you. I was due a big bonus in a matter of a couple of days. And I said kind of the same thing, like, you couldn't tell me this on the phone.
So you're with Aaron on this.
Yes, I am with him on this. Ideally, what the situation should have been is they go to him and they don't make him, because it sounds like he's coming probably from California. That's a 5-hour trip. He's there for 20 minutes, apparently. And it's another 5-hour. That's a whole day. I was coming from Northern Michigan, so it was a couple-hour flight, 15-minute conversation, and then, you know, it's back. But I, you know, left my family, did all that just to go there and for them to fire you. It was out of the blue. Didn't see it coming. I think this is one where Aaron Rodgers probably could see the writing on the wall, but who knows?
He still wanted to go and hear him out.
Yeah.
So I've seen people point out if they try to do this over the phone to save him the time, Aaron Rodgers would have said, they didn't even have the decency to look me in the eye or say it to my face.
Correct.
Which is why your solution is the team should fly out.
Yes.
For a higher profile player like this.
Yeah. Or somebody that's been there for a decade. You know,
I was giving you credit. You're a high profile player.
Thanks.
Yeah, try to pump your tires up a little bit there.
I mean, in DC, I'm okay.
You're a legend over there.
But, in my own mind, at least.
But there's a way to do this, and you think Aaron Glenn handled it poorly?
I think the management handled it poorly.
So it could be his general manager.
Yeah, that goes on the GM. Aaron Glenn could be, they have those conversations. Do you still want Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback? He probably says no. Okay, well then now it's the front office. How are we going to go about doing this, releasing him?
I understand.
And yeah, I think it's one that where they go to him, especially being Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one of the all-time greats in the NFL. Whether you like him or not, his career has been historic.
Yes, multiple MVP, Super Bowl champion.
Not with the Jets.
Not with the Jets, and they certainly don't have that same affinity for him. Like Aaron said, he knew there was a chance they weren't going to want to bring him back. It's a new regime. It's new staff. They want to do things their own way. I understand where Glenn was coming from in the sense that I want to get on the same page as you because Aaron Rodgers is this guy. For him to say he doesn't care about the messaging, he very much does care about the messaging on this stuff.
Sure.
So Aaron Glenn goes, hey, I'm bringing you in here. We're going to try to do this right by you. How do you want this to appear in print? Do you want this to be that we threw your ass out on the curb, Or mutual parting. Yeah. How do you want this to be done? And then I want you to gracefully exit the organization so I can send the message to my guys moving forward. I understand why Glenn said what he said.
Yeah.
And I understand that Aaron Rodgers was always going to put a media spin on this regardless, which is why Glenn was right to think that.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll give Aaron Glenn props for being there. He didn't have to be there. Jim Zorn was a coach. Jim Zorn wasn't there. It was Dan Snyder and Vinny Serrato. And they left Jim Zorn just said, I don't want to be there. I don't know what it was. But Aaron Glenn was there to have a tough conversation. And it was, like you said, there is a certain messaging that can come out. And I will give it to them. If Aaron Rodgers had said, I want you to say you cut me, it was against my, you know, against what I wanted. I mean, like, they seem to be willing to throw themselves a little bit under the bus.
Just so you don't have disjointed messaging and then it looks sloppy.
But it's, you know, and then he's left to, you know, take off and you know, head all the way back across the country. Again, all I had to come back was Michigan, and there may or may not have been some shenanigans on the plane, but that was...
What does that mean?
That's
an off-air conversation.
Okay. Yes.
I didn't know if you were going to have this conversation on here.
No,
you were in a foul mood.
I like my job now.
Okay. You were in a bad mood. They flew you all the way out and then said, you're not getting your bonus and you don't have a job.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Nobody ever leaves a meeting being fired as in a good mood.
But you also had that bonus coming, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the timing of it, and for the timing for me was free agency money had been spent. Draft picks were made, and now all of a sudden I'm left to figure out, okay, what does this mean for my future? And fortunately for me, before I had landed, I called my agent and said, hey, I just got fired. Let's make some calls.
You told him.
Let's get to work.
Yeah. And then, you know, Detroit called. I said, let's do it.
So, first off, I think it's going to be interesting to see if the Jets or Glenn or management respond in any way to this. I mean, I doubt they will.
I hope
they don't need to.
Because even if this is not exactly how it went down, the win is very little for them. They've moved on. They're starting a new regime and culture, yada, yada. And they're trying to get away from the Woody Johnson Madden stuff, too. So they're trying to, they'll move forward no matter what. And they won't get in the dirt here with Aaron Rodgers. I just caution everybody. This is a guy that manipulates words.
Yes.
He hasn't been known to tell the truth before. And without getting in the weeds of it, the immunized comment.
It's not about the vaccine, whether for or against or any of that stuff. It's just that he was trying to be misleading.
Yes, exactly. So for this to be believable, I think has to be questioned.
Well, I think an interesting detail in it, and it's 2 minutes long. We're not going to play it again. But he says, when Glenn asked him, do you want to play here or something like that, right? He says, I'm interested. Maybe they were waiting to hear him say something more emphatic like, oh, I love the organization. Yes. I want to be here. I'm invested. These are my guys. And when he goes, I'm interested. I'm pondering. I want to hear you out. They said, you know what, dude? Get your ass out of here. We don't need you. We're moving on.
That's a great point, because what if he comes out and just says, I want this, wipe this slate clean. I want to change what's been the narrative for 2 years. I want to get back to winning like I did in Green Bay.
I want to win a Super Bowl here.
Yes. Do you think he said that?
No,
he didn't. Did Glenn already have his mind made up, or was he sizing him up? And he goes, if he's going to do this waffling thing, and we need to have decisions. We need to be decisive. We need to move on. Your first words out of your mouth told me everything I need to know.
Yeah.
Buddy, how do you want this in the media? And we'll get you on your way.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah. To me, in terms of, you know, how it went down, the words that he used, the situation is believable.
We can ask you whose side you're on. We can throw that out to people. 248-539-9797. We know Aaron Rodgers is not popular here. We know Aaron Glenn is popular here. What makes it so interesting is, John, in your mind, they didn't do right by the player flying him all the way out there to do that.
Just to do that.
Just to do that. Very rare that you'll take up.
For Aaron Rodgers,
headline.
Not a fan.
9 o'clock hour. We got the cookie jar and the Marner question. Free Press is writing about it. Do you want him and can they get him? It's 97.1.